Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Abigail. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. At the moment, right now, I'm at Ongwediva Trade Fair. Have you ever been here at Ongwediva Trade Fair?
Not yet, actually. I haven't been there before.
Oh, gosh. You have to make it time. Make sure that you make it your responsibility next year.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, good afternoon, and my name is Michael Chauvelli, and I'm live here from Ongwediva Trade Fair. And with me is Mr. Otiniel Great Ndivaere. He is the SME Business Development Manager, so who will actually speak to us on this segment, which we normally have from the F&B Namibia segment that we always have it on Eagle FM. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to you, Abigail, and then you can have a conversation. So
yes.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
All right.
Good afternoon, Abigail.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ndivaele.
How are you this afternoon? How is the weather in Windhoek?
Well, I'm very well. How are you? It's actually warm this side. I don't know about that side. How is it?
No, I'm fine, but this side is hot. It's hot.
Yeah, I can imagine, because usually the northern part by this time it's very hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what we are experiencing now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So what are the most common financing challenges SMEs face today, and how are banks adapting to support them in the current economic climate?
Yeah, so Abigail, thank you very much for having me. Very important. A lot of our SMEs and our startups are failing to formalize their businesses. So that gives us a very big challenge as financial institutions, specifically as F&B, to do proper assessment on their business plans and the viability of what they want to do from a business point of view. So we really encourage our SMEs to, number one, formalize their businesses, and number two, separate the personal affairs from that of the business, and then open a business account as soon as you open your business. That creates a track record where in the future we can do a proper assessment on your finances, mm-hmm. and be able to know what kind of credit extension we can offer the customer. So it's very important that we encourage our MSMEs and startups to formalize and register their businesses, be in good standing with all relevant registration authorities, namely BIPA, NAMRA, Social Security, just so that when that time comes where they need extension of credit, they already have all those boxes ticked. So that should be an ongoing practice for MSMEs, just so that it can be easier for them to bank and to get access to financing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So how can SMEs make their loan applications stand out to secure funding from banks?
So the first thing is to have viable, to-the-point business plans. You know, we don't need a 400-page business plan to be able to extend credit to you.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is a distinct, viable business plan that is to the point, that critically explains to the type of business you are making and really determines how you are going to generate revenue. Once you have cleared out of those important things, it should be easier for the bank to assess your application and be able to extend financing to you. I think we as SMEs, there is a lot of focus on really just having a big business plan, but the bigger the plan it is, the much more distorted it may be. So we want straight to the point business plans that really just indicate what is the purpose of the business and what are the revenue streams that they are going to be doing. And I think to the first point I've spoken to is formalize and be in good standing with the relevant authorities.
Mm-hmm. What role do emerging technologies like digital banking or AI play in making banking services more accessible for SMEs?
I mean, I think for a bank like First National Bank, we are big on digital enablement, right? I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I believe everybody would be aware that we are the biggest digital bank in Namibia, if not Africa, right? And for that, we try to really be on par with the concept of financial inclusion. We have what we call Cash Plus Agency, and even with that, we are really trying to be inclusive of all customers, even in isolated areas. Our digital platforms are world-class, and they can be accessed anywhere, anytime, and that really speaks to our commitment to continue transforming this digital banking landscape. I think it's also important at this point to indicate that we are the only ones in the market. When you operate on our FNB app, you do not incur any data costs, right? Mm-hmm. So our app is data free. And I know that some of our customers might also have seen on the social media platforms and some of our advertisements that we have now a functionality on the app that is called ChatPay. Mm-hmm. On that platform, you can also now exchange text messagings with registered users on our FNB app. So, again, as we grow as a bank, we also want to ensure that we are cognizant of the digital transformation era of artificial intelligence, and through the development of our products, especially for our SME clients, we do take cognizance in that, and that's why we have developed specific things eyeing the usage of our SME clients. And I think to one of those I've mentioned, it's like Cash Plus Agency, or really looking at financial inclusion.
Mm-hmm. Can you share a success story of an SME that thrived with the right banking support, and what lessons can other businesses learn from it?
The examples are many. The examples are many. I'll try to be a bit more general just due to data breach. I do not want to expose confidential information, but the reality is we have transformed a lot of businesses that were small. Some were micro and some are now bigger corporations. The idea is these businesses have journeyed with us. They have listened to the advice of their bankers. The most important thing is to what I've mentioned first. Start your journey by formalizing your business. And some of the successful SMEs that I can speak to now, why they are successful today is because they have formalized their business. They have gone through a comprehensive financial literacy program. We also run certain incubation programs that we have sponsored, and some of these SMEs have gone through these incubation programs. So they understand what it means to run a business. I think financial literacy is a really big part of being successful in business. And I think the most important thing is also really creating a track record. Keep your affairs in order with the relevant authorities, NAMRA, BIPA, Social Security. And I think really, believe in your dream and make sure that your dream or your business is a viable revenue stream that is going to be able to be successful. It's mm-hmm. nice to dream, but it's very important to be in touch with reality so that you bring up something that is going to solve actual problems that people are going to buy into.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, what trends do you see shaping the future of SME banking, and how should small businesses prepare for these changes?
There will be a lot of changes. Again, we have spoken about artificial intelligence. The automation of certain functions is almost inevitable. I mean, that's where the future is headed to. What I would advise all SMEs, and not just SMEs, businesses, even in our individual capacities, is to move with the times. Adhere or align your business to the changing environment. Move with the times. Don't be left behind. If you do not move with the times now, it will be too much of a distance to cover up when you have to play catch up. So move with the times. Look out for opportunities. There is a lot of opportunities in the market. The government has now introduced this National Development Youth Fund. Look at those opportunities. Be acquainted with information around exchanging of business ideas. At the Ongodiva Trade Fair today, we have a business summit, and I also want to invite all SMEs that are in the area of Ongodiva and the Ongodiva Trade Fair to come and listen to what they have to say. BIPA will be there, FNB is there, Namibia Trade Forum is there, We have NAMRA, we also have NIPDP. So it's important for the SMEs to engage with these information sharing sessions and pick up whatever information that is relevant to them. And again, lastly, to move with the times. Moving with the times will be very important so that you are not left behind.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ndivayele.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. I hope to engage with you guys again in the week.
Definitely.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, then. Bye-bye. Mm.
Enchangwe mifako na folto yemena mazazi la kachenu seri hola ya pili miku na yari manatisa se ni milaeza kulutova hapi hamo kamso na koyeswana. Sendikozo, bye bye.